Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, you guys. Time for KER Politics. Second daily editorial of the week. Pretty interesting seeing what you guys think of this one. I think it's going to be pretty good. What I am doing is I'm giving one side of a story right now, and Jimmy is giving another side of a story. That's kind of an interesting way to handle this stuff. I want to talk about the new COVID variant, and I want to talk about that quoting my friend Ron Paul. The name of his article is "A New COVID Variant Just in Time for Election Season." Well, I got to tell you, that is so true. It's been 4.5 months now. This is what Ron Paul has to say. This is a direct quote. He wrote this on August 29th, which was today, I guess. "Just 4.5 months since President Biden declared an end to the COVID emergency, the media is suddenly full of stories about the return of COVID. This time a new variant is being railed out, and the media, in collusion with Big Pharma and the other peer in industrial complexes, are churning out..." Boy, it's so dark in here, I can hardly read this. "Are churning out stories about how forced masking is making a comeback." You know, I gotta say, a lot of people poo-poo all of this and they call it conspiracy stories. The reason I wanted to talk about Ron Paul's article, which I posted, by the way, on the website, is that he's not a conspiracy theory guy. Ron is a guy who loves the United States. He's devoted his life to the United States. And he is a real friend of what we all are talking about in this particular program. What I'm talking about, what Jimmy's talking about, what Irish is talking about, and what certainly Out of the Box is talking about, is a very, very interesting and coincidental that a new COVID variant is being drawn out just in time for election season. I think it probably is the only way, if the American electorate is afraid again in 2024 of COVID, Biden would probably get reelected. Jim, before I turn it over to you, which is going to be in about 5 seconds, man, I'd like you to talk a little bit about what's going on with Donald J. right now. Let's start out with that and then go on into what you want to talk about specifically.
Sure. Well, let me follow up on this piece, because I don't think I'll contradict you on the COVID issue. But
no, I don't think so.
So the last CDC, last week's CDC numbers, according to New York Post and actually analysis of the numbers they've put, actually 99% of the deaths of COVID, about 350, are not directly from COVID.
Yeah.
99% of the 350, I don't remember the exact number, but they're not actually from COVID. Just COVID was identified with it, or there was some other major mitigating problem, and it has a lot to do with age.
Right.
So the media is hyping it. You are seeing some of that, but there is a lot of pushback right now, Al. A lot of, I know Rutgers University and apparently about 1,000 universities were beginning to reinstate mask mandates. I think the pushback has been so strong that most of them have had to back off in the last couple days.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It is an attempt, I believe strongly, in order to incite and continue down this path of fear. I think it's also funded partially by the pharmaceutical industry, because they're about ready to produce a new COVID vaccine. And the administration is already in the White House communications room saying, hey, we're going to support people taking more vaccinations, which again is a level of corruption that you just can't even imagine anymore.
Well, Jimmy, I agree. As Ron says, also the unvaccinated are again to be denied basic human rights in the name of fighting a virus that vaccine demonstrably does not protect against. For a guy like Dr. Paul to say that, you got to sit up and listen, man. You regardless of what any other media say, you have to at least consider that. And that's what I'm trying to provide. I want everybody to consider the other side of every story. Okay?
Yeah, well, I don't think our listeners pay too much attention to the mainstream media on this one.
Man, they don't pay attention to the mainstream media on anyone, and I admire them for that, even though they don't think that I read their comments, which they're wrong about that. Go ahead, Jimmy. What else did you want to talk about?
Okay, so I think that Biden getting reelected is probably getting close to the impossibility, and here's why.
Yeah.
The noose is beginning to tighten around his neck. And that has to do with a couple of very specific things. One, based on investigation, it turns out that Biden, while he was vice president, used pseudonyms and emails to contact and discuss business deals with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and other members of their family, I don't know, corruption organization, basically their little mob group. And the National Archives, under a lawsuit, has now been forced to admit that there's over 5,000 of those emails they have on record. Now, Joe Biden has been fast and loose with some of his bragging and comments, and my guess is that there's quite a bit of information there that will undermine his story that he never did business with, his son. That's pretty clear. That'll come out. Although the National Archives now is withholding those for about 60 days to give notification to the owners of those emails, including Barack Obama. So again, the reason why people in the federal government use their personal email and non-government email addresses is often to avoid FOIA requests. But in this case, I think they overstepped in their confidence that that wouldn't happen. So they do have these emails in the archives, which will be telling. There is a recording that Joe Biden is discussing with Poroshenko, the then president of Ukraine, and Joe Biden was vice president. And in that recording, Poroshenko, someone in his office recorded it, and Biden basically acknowledges that Poroshenko is going to fire Shokin, the prosecutor that was actually investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden's business. And the prosecutor that Hunter Biden's business and Burisma people wanted to get fired. Now, Poroshenko, in that conversation, in that audio recording, it's an audio recording, says, "Hey, I don't have any evidence that he did anything wrong, but I'm going to stand by my word and I'll go ahead and gave him notice to fire him." Okay, so this is pretty damning evidence that it was definitely intimidation, especially as we mentioned yesterday that the State Department had recently, just within months of that, had declared that Viktor Shokin, the special prosecutor, was actually doing a very good job trying to counter corruption in the Poroshenko government. That's pretty devastating. Now, there is word on the street, this is according to Greg Kelly and some others, that in fact there is another recording, and that other recording is going to be released between September 5th and October 31st, sometime in the next 2 months. That basically clearly identifies a shakedown or indicates a shakedown by Joe Biden as vice president for money. If that's the case,
Jimmy, that's very important. Please repeat it.
So if in fact there is a recording, and according to some reports at this point, there is a recording that Joe Biden on a recorded call, not by himself, not recorded by him, but recorded by people on the other line, that he was basically conducting a shakedown for money while he was vice president. If that comes out, it will definitely inspire an impeachment hearing and more investigation. All the information is beginning to cascade down on the Bidens, and the Democratic Party is going to have to make a very quick move to replace him as the nominee before the January primaries.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, Jim, that ain't going to happen. He's got the country under.
I'm willing to bet it does. I'm willing to bet money now that it does.
$50 U.S. currency.
A dollar. Let's just make it $1 for fun.
A buck? Okay. All right.
Not just that. His competence level is diminishing. But the American people, 70%, according to the latest polls, including a majority, 69% of Democrats, say that he's too old to run.
Okay.
So that puts them in a bind. They're going to have to replace him. Here's my speculation. After this comes out, he announces a resignation because of some physical, mental incapacitation or
right.
some physical problem.
Right.
Then Kamala Harris becomes president and Gavin Newsom becomes vice president. Gavin Newsom runs for the presidency. That's my speculative analysis of what could happen here in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, absolutely could be wrong, but Joe Biden is no longer capable of functioning on a campaign trail.
Okay, let's see about that. I don't disagree at all on that one, not even close. I don't think he is, but I got to tell you, they don't have anybody to stand up and take his place. I even question how popular Gavin Newsom is. Now, I want to go into one other thing. I wasn't planning on doing this, for lack of a better term. I wasn't planning on doing this long an editorial, but there is something else I want to talk about. And that is what came up in my very liberal surroundings over the weekend is, Al, what do you think about this other guy, Ramaswamy? And I have to tell you, I did a little bit, not enough research on the guy, but a little bit to form an initial opinion. And Jimmy, my initial opinion is, aside from the fact that he really isn't particularly experienced in high-level politics, I think he may have the brains to pull it off. What do you think?
Well, I definitely think he's got the brains. He's talented, and he's doing a very good job in jumping up in the polls and in some polls passing Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
And he did really well. I mean, most Republicans that watched the debate thought he won the debate.
Oh, sure.
So that's pretty powerful. His name recognition is improving. That'll help him. His experience will hurt him. And there are some, there's some attacks on him from both Republicans and Democrats that are going to try and smear him in a certain way. But he's a sharp guy.
Yeah.
The question is, will he be able to overtake Donald Trump, or does he even want to overtake Donald Trump? I think he's a good backup if Trump does end up, having to back out of this race. I know that CFS thinks that Trump's too old to run, but Trump does not show any diminishing capacity at this point, and he shows
energy. He's not, and he is showing energy. There's no question about that. But Jim, I don't think Trump can pull it off if you want to know the truth. And the reason I say that is Trump is becoming a very, very powerful and effective cult leader. And that's what America thinks right now. And I think that's a bit of a compliment if you want to know the truth. Given the fact that the LDS Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, is officially considered not a religion but a cult. I think that their popularity has actually been beaten by Trump's popularity. I think Trump's popularity is actually higher. The man is a genius. There's no question about that. But I do not think he will be, again, the president of the United States. Just my opinion.
No, I got it. But I think that he should be the president now. I think the election, there were absolutely questions. There's reporting now in Michigan about how one of the counties had almost 20,000 registrations brought in. And,
right.
of course, that's been covered up. That was, that were fraudulent. We know what happened in Maricopa County in the 2022 election. That's actually going to trial. Looks like in September, the end of September, that Carrie Lake's going to actually get a hearing. Now, I think it's going to be a bench hearing. I'm not sure, but I think it's a bench hearing, which means
what's
only
a
judge
hearing,
listens to
Jimmy?
It.
Jimmy, what's a bench hearing?
That means that there's not a jury, that there's only the judge listens to the case. But she's going to continue to push this through appellate court. So the judge, if he looks at the facts, and the facts are somewhat difficult to cover up, he will probably not want to be embarrassed by overturning in an appeal. So he may actually, there may be something comes out of this. I don't know. I doubt it. But
yeah,
there is a possibility that you have this opening of information, and a lot more people are beginning to realize that 2020 was fraudulent. And let me tell you, the most important group that is beginning to wake up, and this is specifically because of Trump's arrest in Fulton County and going to the jail, being, you know, this mugshot, the black community is on fire.
Why? Why? Talk about that. I didn't know about that.
Absolutely. And they're, hey, this is one of our thugs, man. He knows what it's like to go to jail, and look what they're doing to him. And there are video after video after video on TikTok and in the subculture that are saying, he's our man. He wanted to give us jobs. He made us go to work.
Yeah.
What the heck are they trying to do? The Democrats are putting us back on the plantation. And that is very powerful.
Well, it's very powerful. I haven't heard that, Jim, but it is very powerful. There's no question about that. If Trump, I will tell you, if Trump maintains that position, if in fact that's the position that exists right now, the African Americans will swamp him in the office.
Well, they'll definitely undermine the Democratic vote, and then there'll be a better, most importantly, a closer watch in those urban areas that made the difference in the 2020 election, the corruption that was there. And, you know, what they've done, what the Department of Justice and Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg have done, is they've turned him into a martyr along with J6 prisoners that basically spent, you know, now a couple of years in jail, some of them without trial yet, on absolutely ridiculous charges of parading around the Capitol and some other things that really don't make, you know, just don't make people feel comfortable in the future of America.
Yeah.
So they've made a martyr, Donald Trump. With that, he's gotten a lot more people that were on the bench that are saying, what the heck is going on? And in polling, he's now beating Biden by 3 to 4 points in a number of places, and really no one in the Republican Party is making any gains at all.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I want to say is, let me tell you guys what I think really swept the Democrats into power. I think it was big hearts, for lack of better terms, because the Democrats' policy, to somebody who doesn't really study the policies, Democratic policy is one of big heart, let's help everybody, i.e. take the sexual issue and go contrary to the Bible and say, you know, everything is okay. The United States is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Everything is okay. Big Al maintains, just because of his particular philosophy, you know, and I think at the age of damn near 80, I can think and say whatever I want to if I don't hurt anybody. And I'm going to do that. I think that the most of the philosophies of the Democrats, they're wonderful, but they are unrealistic in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're idealistic and they lie to people. They promise something and then never deliver. And that's the big difference between what happened between 2017 and 2021, you know, other than the COVID issue.
Yeah.
That administration actually delivered on a lot of their promises. They didn't get them all done. They didn't get the wall built all the way. They didn't get a lot of the swamp taken out, but it was partly because the biggest people that were undermining the Trump administration were his own team, a lot of Republicans, a lot of you know, people that wanted to see the system stay intact, the Mitt Romneys, the Mitch McConnells, the you know, the Paul Ryans, the large number of people that are holier than thou, because they knew how the system worked in D.C. And what is happening in America right now, it is a fundamental collapse of trust and faith in D.C. at all. At the same time, you've got this massive push by the left for these ideologies that appear to be responsive to people's emotional needs, but in reality are detrimental to them and ignore a vast majority of the population. That's going to hurt them. I think it's going to hurt them significantly.
Yeah, I agree. Jimmy, I want to do something that you may not approve of, but I just want to do it because I really like this guy. Larry made a comment that I really want to ask him a question about. I really enjoyed talking to Larry, and I'm sorry that he probably thinks I'm a bumpkin, which I'm not. Larry says, quote, Saudi is doing all the right things to spread the only true religion. What is the only true religion in your mind, Larry? You go on and you say the sixth caliphate, mainly using weaponized migration, is an outstanding success. Ask any France citizen. Well, of course, you're getting a ton of immigrants into France from the Middle East. Access to the next global currency would only help in transferring global power to the followers of the true prophet Allah Gita. We really need some. Okay, Larry.
I think his point is, yeah. I don't know if it's sarcasm or not, by the quote of the only true religion, but I would guess it probably is.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the Wahhabism and the ideas that, you know, what the Saudis have actually spread,
right?
Which is a lot of the violence and a lot of the damage that, you know, happened around in the, you know, 2000s because of those ideologies. And of course, it is a demographic change, and that demographic change is definitely undermining stability in Europe. And
it's a huge demographic change. And yes, of course, it's undermining stability in Europe. Okay.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing is, it's not just France; it's in the UK, certainly London, and in Germany. You know, they've been having these problems for a long period of time, and they've been able to unable to balance it. It's primarily the demographic shifts were based on a diminishing labor pool that was producing in Western Europe. And so because of the contacts they'd had and the closeness of the North African region, they began an effort to allow these refugees in. And the unfortunate part about it is they weren't able to integrate them into society. And, you know, I mean, look, people that have an honest faith in another, you know, religion in Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their choice, right?
Their choice as long as they don't go around killing people.
Right, and don't force others to, if you don't buy into it, that you're going to be, you know, suffering. You know, I believe in one God. I believe that God and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. Those three bits of the triad are my belief, and
right,
don't tell me something different, and don't undermine me, and I'm gonna like let you go ahead and think of Hinduism or Buddhism or
right,
or whatever if you want, but the moment you start telling me I have to believe the way you want to believe, then I don't trust you anymore. And unfortunately, there is a phenomenal effort, a very powerful effort from very well-resourced individuals in order to spread that and justify their own positions, and that's, you know, I think maybe that's Larry's point.
I think maybe that is. There's no. Larry's a very bright guy, I got to tell you. I know that he comes out very angrily towards me sometimes, but I do have the advantage of having talked to him over the phone at length in the past, and I got to say he is a very bright guy, and I got no problem with him. The only comment I want to make is, you guys have no idea what Big Al has gone through. Ask Jim sometimes, South America, because Jimmy knows. Jimmy actually saved my life, I have to say. Jimmy, anything else you want to say?
No, Al, let's just go ahead. I'm sure we've been going a long time, and hopefully people will get some good comments and think and actually expand their mind on this conversation.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. Okay, Jim, have a great Tuesday. I plan to myself, okay?
You bet.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. Now, if I could turn this thing off. There.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.